You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
of the looks, of the things that you can put on, what's the most important thing that you can put on?
Hours, all that's pretty cool.
And he said that those who are serving the Lord, not one bone in their body could be lazy. Not only does God not use a lazy person, Satan doesn't use a lazy person. Somebody asked him to camp a morning for the
Bible.
And he was the prince of the scriptures. He's never gone to Of course, there is the blessings from God and the revelations from the West and the
Black
side.
Somebody
asked me if you want to study the scriptures well, or what are the three things I must do?
I said, hard. Work hard. Work very hard.
Hard, work hard, work very hard. And this person who's never gone to seminary is now the prince of astounding the church of St. Judaism. He knows the scriptures so well that the scriptures are the same. And he understood the heart of the Lord. This is easier. If he's dealt with the scriptures, he's not just reading the word on paper, and he's being dealt with the
only intent
of the Lord. And I said that if you come to the Lord and only work for a couple of years, you've not gone through the scripture once, you should be ashamed. And in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word is God. Yet we don't care about the word of God, and how can we live a strong Christian life? And this person, he did not study the scripture, and he did not read it very well. One night he had a dream, and he wanted to read the scripture. And he took the book off, took the Bible off the bookshelf, was covered with dust, and he put it back, put it off, and he dusted off, and he wants to read the word of God now. As soon as he opened the Bible,
and he is a combat,
and the pages of what? And he was so worrisome that everything was blocked that he woke up at the moment that he wanted to read the Bible, he discovered that everything in the pages were blocked. And when he woke up, and he discovered that it was a dream. He went to his bookshelf. He did take that Bible that was from God's office. He busted it off and opened his arm and
rolled
his
floor.
He thanked God at that moment
when he came to
the vegetable for 10 minutes. From that day forward, he never neglected the study of the word. Brother, he was a teacher. Many years he was a Buddhist, he did not believe in the Lord. And after he became Christian, he knew that this was the word of God. Every day when he reached the word of God, he opened the Bible. He would bow first. Because every time
as he goes to this class as a teacher, having the class is saying, but you are not teaching me, but everybody's
familiar.
Every teacher, every student will bow and say, teacher,
turn to him, Jesus, and I'll say,
every time he opens the Bible, he thinks that God's not talking to him, so he would be the same.
Don't you want to go to our
mission? We don't need a man to copy our
mission. Yes, this is the same in the Greek.
Everything in the New Testament is substantial on the end.
And it's all in the
I do want all of us to care
about this at the time
and to treasure the word of God.
We have seen
the
God of Jesus.
There's treasure the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, God, we have seen
the food that comes into this country. Treasure the fellowship that we have in the life of the fellowship that we can do the truth to.
But
that we do not stop meeting
what I was in there to do with the food also that you would
have to do. We need all these requirements and they are worthless.
Those are the things that we need to get to do
to more. But I pray to God we fashion with us as strong as us.
Oh, but it's into the text of the next one we're going to
do. And we really are diligent before God. Brother Wasserman says, when you see how a person uses time,
and
you will know his spiritual condition and how well God will use him.
So you will find it in the text of the next one.
I should take the opportunity, the effort, to go and learn how you use your day for just 2 days. From the time you wake up, the time you go to work, the time you come home, the time you cook, and the time you start to read the word, take a recording of your time.
But you go
and in about 3 or 4 days, you begin to discover that you're not satisfied with the way you're using your day. The time is life,
not wasting time with the
you waste your time in wasting your life.
Well, it took a lot to see you.
This is how I use my day.
What's the story? Don't stop with it.
And I know when we use money, we don't use it this way.
That's all I'm not doing. The same properties.
But when we waste our life, we waste the very casual.
I think you know that it's not only me who holds this issue for you.
But there's a fire burning in our soul.
We're beaching you, so we're beaching you.
We don't yet pursue the Lord, nor the Lord.
But it's a gift that is feeding on us.
And this is burning something that is necessarily going to
be out. But what's the
purpose of the sin? It's not only the thing that you cannot have
that sin of sin that you don't shoot in your foot.
It's not only the thing that you got to pursue or you don't shoot in
your foot. It didn't necessarily go to sin.
It will bring about a result. And you will be greatly blessed.
I'm sure saying the results you want.
You will rise up in the morning.
To long truth before you die.
And this morning we'll drive away all the darkness.
The
daybreak brings our hope.
The daybreak
brings us a new opportunity in new day. And everyone who drives me to the Lord would feel that I have met the righteousness when we read
God.
He is right, in him there's no darkness.
Or that all means only is accepted.
And in life in fellowship with him.
And
he comes to us like the rain, the latter and the former rain on the
earth.
And to quench the thirst. And it brings about the abundance of the harvest.
Oh, that the singing of the
companies. The singing of the life and having more
of them. I have to listen to the things that are
going on. But these are things that are so precious.
And she said that they were from the rain. 我从学习的见证，在他从零八年加入博士以后，and
we would share with everyone a student of the Cedar Training Center. He joined us in
2001。他从一天早上三点多就起来学习，就跟另外一个师傅。
And he says every morning he would get up around 3 o'clock, he would never go past 4 o'clock. And he said, just sit here, go through it, and then go to the bottom. And he said, we thank you for these blessings, so that these tests known as everywhere throughout the world, those who arise early before God.
And we see that the nation and the country is a little bit too early.
And there are a lot of people who need to cross and turn in our bed, and we think 8 o'clock, that is really early.
Do we lose some of these
9 o'clock, somebody has possibly
created. And the Spirit of the Lord follows us.
And the glory of the Lord, of the Spirit of the Lord, which transform us from glory to glory. And lastly, the 4 verse 7 through 8. What are the things then it will be?
第一个, 讲到魔鬼就病,
one, that the devil will flee from you.
第二个讲到, 神,
and then God will. God will draw you to you.
Where is it?
How many of you guys experience that without any emotion?
美国总统和本省的,
and the President of the United States, the most you can influence in this world. The strongest of the nation in this world, the most they can influence in this world. You and I, these small ones, we can actually influence the devil and God. When we do such things that God will, when we do such things in faith of the devil,
Let's
and we practice how we church at any given time and move forward.
因为这次第四代我们休息神的时候，我们常常会有什么？
Second, every time you are meeting with you, discover that your mind goes all over the place.
所以弟兄不经过祷告，会觉得不顺心，不顺心困难的事情。
So if you read the Bible and pray, you feel that you can't pass through submission.
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click Donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.